ABC News.
Hello, David Rollins, rounding up some of the latest news. The Prime Minister has defended the importance of the AUKUS nuclear submarine pact, arguing that Australia's geography requires a capable navy. Earlier this week, Labor MP Ed Husic called on the government to reconsider the pact, citing concerns over US shipbuilding capacity. Australia will buy 3 Virginia-class submarines in the next decade, but concerns have been raised in the US about the industry's ability to meet those needs. Anthony Albanese says AUKUS is going ahead as planned and that Australia needs a fleet of nuclear-powered submarines in order to defend itself. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says Russian forces have deliberately struck a nuclear fuel storage facility near Ukraine's Chernobyl power plant in what he called an extremely vile attack. In a post on social media, he says a drone struck one of the buildings of the centralised spent fuel storage facility, saying it's an extremely critical piece of infrastructure. In separate statements, Kyiv's general staff and the State Atomic Energy Agency say that radiation levels remain stable and no injuries have been reported. The Chernobyl plant suffered a catastrophic explosion in 1986 and was shut down. And the Israeli Ambulance Service says one Israeli has been killed and 5 injured in shootings near the occupied West Bank. It says a 35-year-old man died of gunshot wounds, while 2 of the 5 wounded have serious injuries. Israeli police say they killed an attacker and are carrying out searches for additional assailants. The shootings took place in 3 separate locations in central Israel, close to the occupied West Bank. This is ABC News.